What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom, Grammy-winning artist and songwriter, Mr. Rob Thomas. Welcome to the show, man. How you been?
How are you, man? Good to see you again.
I'm doing well. Nice to see you. Congrats on your first Christmas album, Something About Christmas Time. It's a great title right there. What made you want to make a holiday album at this point?
Well, yeah, I think every year I want to make a Christmas album, but I never think about it until it's Christmas, right? Like, you're sitting by the tree.
And then it's too late.
Yeah, and then it's like, it's somebody, you know, finally let me know that if I want to make a Christmas record, I have to do it in the summer.
Right.
So I think, you know, the way that everything worked out, this was honestly the first summer that I wasn't on the road or wasn't in the studio making a record. Like, it was just, there was a perfect window to be able to do it. And I knew that, you know, I could get all my friends that played with me because I knew they were home too. Because everybody was isolating at home during the summer. So I could get, you know, Brad Paisley, and I could get Ingrid Michaelson, and get all those people to come in too.
Oh, that's great, man. Yeah, exactly. The same with Christmas movies too. They're usually shot in the summertime. We don't get to make them.
Yeah, you would know about that. Yeah,
exactly. The album doesn't.
A lot of people don't know that you're probably annoyed because every year around the exact same time, I call you to let you know that I'm watching Holiday in Handcuffs.
I love it.
I always send you a text just to let you know.
I love it. I love it. I appreciate that, man. Thank you. As far as the album, it doesn't include the usual standards. So how did you choose what you were going to record?
Well, I mean, I wanted originally to do, honestly, a whole, just all originals. And then Atlantic Records let me know that they don't know if they could really sell a whole, you know, group of songs that nobody's ever heard before at Christmas. So I wanted to do half originals, and so all the covers, you know, except for Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which is, you know, that's a standard, but they're all just songs I grew up with, you know, Something About Christmas Time by Bryan Adams, and That Spirit of Christmas with Ray Charles, Dolly Parton, I Believe in Santa Claus. They were just all songs that meant something to me that a lot of them I just didn't feel got enough love.
Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot out there. You're right. That don't get enough love. The single.
Well, there's so many great Christmas records that are out, right?
You know,
and that have done that traditional route. Like John Legend just a year or two ago put out, like, what is, I think, the quintessential classic Christmas record, you know, like the crooner record. And so I felt like that's been done. I wanted to figure out, like, what would make it have my own personality if I did a Christmas record?
Well, the single Small Town Christmas, is that an original?
Yeah, that's an original.
Oh, okay. Okay. And what made you want to focus on that being the single?
You know, I think it just kind of accompanied the what the whole record is, you know what I mean? As far as, I mean, the record itself, there's a little melancholy in there because I think the holidays has a little melancholy, right?
Right.
You get very, very excited. There's a lot of joy, but then there's also a lot of, you know, regret and thinking about friends that aren't around or thinking about friends that you're missing, you know, those feelings kind of creep up in the holiday too. So I wanted the record to have kind of all of that. But I live here in Westchester in New York, just outside of the city. And it's like a postcard. As soon as it snows, it just feels like, you're like, you know, just an idyllic Christmas up here. So that's my small town Christmas.
It sounds like it. Westchester just sounds like setting
really
for a
nice
Christmas movie. You're going to be performing at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. Have you done that? You did that, right?
I have, man. It's cold. Every time it's early and it's cold.
Hey, Mario, what did you sing?
Oh, but I did not sing that. You know, I was doing a different kind of performing on that one right there. Don't listen to these rap bastards. So good luck on that. Rob, is it true you're working on a solo album at the moment?
I'm always working on a solo album. I'm actually, you know, I just did the song with Carlos, who did a song called Move just recently with me and him and American Authors. And I did the Christmas record, and I'm working on some new stuff for Matchbox 20.
Oh, nice.
Maybe just, you know, four or five new songs to go around with a tour. And, it's just, you know, the way the pandemic kind of set everybody back. By now, I was going to tour with Matchbox in 2020, put out that music. And by now, I would be talking to you about that solo record. And now everything just kind of gets pushed down the road a little bit.
Right.
So, you know, one day whatever songs I've written now and then any songs I write to beat it, those will be the songs that wind up on the record.
Okay, awesome. Well, I look forward to that. And now, of course, that the holidays are around the corner, we teamed up with our good friends Macy's for Macy's Wishlist Wednesday because Macy's have some, they really have incredible gifts under $20 and Black Friday deals going on right now. Plus, it's about to be the best Thursday ever with Macy's 95th Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow. I know I'm adding some shoes and maybe some boots right there. There's a drone for $11.99 that I can hook up the kids with. What's on your wish list, Rob?
I don't know. You know, it's funny you mentioned that because I was thinking about that $11.99 drone because you could get an $11.99 drone. And if you lost that thing, you could just get another $11.99 drone.
Exactly. Especially with kids. And if they're going to, there's a lot that have already been lost on the neighbors.
Probably just buy a 10 pack and have it ready.
And expect, you know, like, I don't know what you do. Listen, I don't pretend to know you, Mario. I don't know what kind of clandestine stuff you might be up to with that, you know. But sometimes if you have a drone, you might be filming something and you might need to run away really quickly from that scene.
Exactly.
And so you can just leave the drone right there.
That's exactly it. See, I like, we're on the same page. We're on the same page right there, man. Hey, well, congratulations on everything. I look forward to hearing the album and have a great performance at the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I hope and make it your part of your viewing pattern this Christmas again, my man. That always makes my day.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. You're officially part of the canon of holiday movies. Don't worry about it.
I love it. Well, listen to Something About Christmas Time on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. Rob, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mario. Good to see you, brother.
Okay, you too, buddy. Take care.
Right, bye.
On with Mario Lopez.